This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
Good evening and welcome to The People Speak. This is your host, Rock Cash. The People Speak invites audience participation. You can listen in by phone calling 716-748-0144. Or if you have a smartphone or a computer, go to bbsradio.com and navigate to station 2 or click on listen icon. You can also participate during the show with call-in questions for our guests toll-free in Canada, 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. It gives me pleasure to introduce to you a wonderful elderly woman by the name of Heidi Epstein. Heidi was a Holocaust survivor. She is 90 years old. She's an activist. She was on the flotilla to Gaza on 2012 when the Israelis boarded the ship and started killing people in international waters. But her activism didn't go unnoticed by the American jury. She had death threats. She's been beaten and left bleeding on a sidewalk because she stood up for what was right. Welcome to The People Speak, Heidi.
Well, thank you. And by the way, it was 2011.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2011 on the flotilla. Great. Heidi, what's new in your world? We're checking in to see if there's any progress that is being made by the flotilla, and what's your thoughts on the recent onslaught of the Palestinians?
Well, as you probably know, there was flotilla number 3 that was trying to go to Gaza and were intercepted by the Israelis in international waters. And the Israelis claimed that there was no problem on the boat, that no one was hurt, but that's really not true because they tasered a couple of the passengers, and they were all taken to an Israeli port, to Ashdod, and they were arrested, spent some time in jail, and then were deported. And the charge was that they illegally entered Israel. Well, they had no intention to enter Israel. They were forcefully taken to Israel. But where they wanted to go was to Gaza.
Correct. But the Israelis even stopped them
in international waters.
So they didn't enter anywhere illegally.
Which is what they've done before. That's what happened to the Audacity of Hope that I was on in 2011. We were able to leave the port in Greece. We traveled about maybe 8 or 10 nautical miles, and then we were stopped by the Coast Guard. And probably it was the Greek Coast Guard, but it was probably at the instruction of the Israeli government or the Israeli military. And we were forced to return to a port in Greece. Our captain was arrested, jailed, and then released on bail. And his trial, I think, has not yet happened.
And so he's still in prison? Or just
no,
he was released
no,
on
he
bail?
Was released after, I don't remember exactly, but after 3 or 4 days he was released.
On bail,
on bail.
Okay. And they still haven't charged him with anything?
Well,
wow.
Yeah, he was charged, but he hasn't been tried yet.
Oh, wow. That's because they would lose the case if they did take it to court.
Well, I don't know, depending on, you know, who the judges are and under whose influence they are operating.
Correct.
But there will be more flotillas. This is not the last time that there was a flotilla. We will continue to try to reach Gaza until Gaza finally is within our reach and we can get off the boat and meet the Palestinians there who have invited us and asked us and who were very disappointed when we didn't arrive, when flotilla number 3 didn't arrive last month.
Right. I'm sure they're disappointed and, you know, they're living in such traumatic...
And they're living under totally inhumane conditions, all due to Israel's occupation and siege of Gaza. Israel claims they are not occupying Gaza, but they're controlling the air, the land, and the sea.
Well, the thing is, Israel is occupying the entire state of Palestine.
Right.
It's not just occupying Gaza and the West Bank.
That's right.
It's occupying the entire state.
Right.
So, you know, these false claims of, well, the United Nations gave us this and the United Nations gave us that. Well, a lot of people don't realize that the Jewish Congress was the League of Nations and became the United Nations. So a lot of Americans really don't understand the history of what was really going on and what has happened and what took place prior to the world wars and just a lot of manipulation that has gone on with the world and the people of the world.
The whole world is letting Israeli get by with their impunity. I mean, they think they, you know, that's piracy when they intercept a boat in international waters and board it and then take the boat to an Israeli port, and they don't release the boat. They have several boats that they have intercepted since 2000.
So they're seizing the property of the people that own the flotillas.
Right, they're seizing the property.
And
they're claiming they need to inspect because there may be weapons on the ship. Well, before the boat ever left the port, whether that was in Greece or in Cyprus or wherever the boats have left from, they have been inspected, and these are international inspections. And no weapon has ever been found.
Right. Well, knowing Israel's reports, there will be some found.
It's an excuse that the Israelis use.
Yes. We're all, you know, keen to what the Israelis have been doing. As a Jewish woman here in the United States, Hetty, what do you think of the entire occupation? What is your perception of it?
Well, you know, you cannot occupy another people's land and another people and because they claim that it's for your security, in this case, you know, for Israel's security. I think Israel would feel a lot safer and be a lot safer if they did not occupy the West Bank and Gaza. If they did not commit all those horrendous crimes, which are, you know, war crimes and crimes against humanity. And yet the world essentially is silent and lets Israel get by with their impunity.
Well, Heidi, I don't know if you know this, but the war crimes were going on since its existence. From the very first day. Yes, Heidi, can you hear me?
Hello,
can you hear me, Heidi?
Yes.
Okay. Israel, since the very first day of its existence, actually even prior to its existence, there was terrorism acts going on against the Palestinians and the British by the Israelis. And
right.
Yet
Israelis at that time. It was just the Jewish people that were in what became Israel.
Right. And they were gangsters themselves being terrorists and attacking people. And yet they claim the other side are terrorists when they continue to terrorize the Palestinians just with having a higher budget and higher military surplus. That's it.
Well, they even, before Israel became a state, they even attacked an American ship, the Liberty, with the intention to sink the ship and maybe drown, that all the sailors on the boat would drown. There were, I don't remember the numbers, but there was a significant number of
238 sailors.
Right, were killed or injured, and others Correct. Were injured.
Correct.
And by the way, one of the survivors from that, from the Liberty, was on the flotilla, this most recent flotilla, as well as on an earlier flotilla.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Hattie, that was the 67 war. That was USS Liberty. I want to ask you a couple of questions. I know you're Jewish and everything else. And I've been studying more and more into Judaism and what Judaism actually is in accordance to what Hebrew was. And as I look into the Shemot, chapter 21, book of Exodus, I see, and it's very clear, that Hebrews were actually the slaves of Jews. So I've been questioning a lot of hypocritical Jews that say, well, their history is from the land. So I asked them, what tribe are you from? Which one of the 12 tribes are you from? Not one can answer. So, I mean, I have nothing against anybody's religion, but when people are trying to deceive and derail things and make things seem as if they're not, then I have issues with that, because I'm all about truth and justice, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in Russia, whether it's in China or anywhere in the world.
I agree with you.
So, how are you feeling? Have you had any more attacks or death threats or more?
Well,
anybody?
It was not related to Israel, but in August of last year, in connection with Ferguson.
Yes, I saw you out there.
I was arrested together with several other people. What we were hoping to do is speak to our governor and ask him to de-escalate the violence that was taking place in Ferguson. And much of that violence was due to what the governor had ordered police to come to Ferguson and really and terrorize the people in Ferguson, as well as those who were there to protest. And we, instead of allowing us to speak to the governor or his staff, we were arrested.
What?
We were given a court date, but fortunately the city councilor, I guess in his wisdom, chose not to to proceed with the case. So the case was dropped.
Well, it would have been very costly for them, and lawsuits, I'm sure, would have been filed for false arrest, because you people were doing nothing wrong.
Right. We have a right to speak to our governor. You know, we still have the First Amendment.
That's, well, for who knows how long.
Well, yeah.
See, that's the scary part. It seems like not just the First Amendment, but the Fourth and the Second Amendment. They're going after all of our Bill of Rights.
Right.
How does that make you feel, being an American for so long and seeing what's going on?
Well, you know, the first lesson of that you can't believe what you read in the history books was shortly after I came to the United States in May of 1948. I was shown on my job, I was shown what to do by an African-American woman. And at lunchtime, she said, she told me, you know, this is lunchtime at noon, and here are some of the places where you can go to eat. And I suggested that we go together. And she said, no. And I didn't think too much about it. And I said, well, maybe tomorrow. And she said, no. And I was kind of taken back. And I waited a few more days. And I asked her again to go to lunch with me. And she said, no. And I asked her, is there something about me that's bothering you? And she said, no, you know why. And I said, no, I don't. And she finally explained to me that she, as an African-American woman, cannot go to eat in places where white people go to eat. And I was saying, but, you know, I read in the good book that Lincoln freed the slaves. And now it's 1948, and you can't go to eat where I go to eat? Isn't somebody doing something about this? And she said, well, yeah, maybe the Urban League or the NAACP. And that was the beginning of my getting involved in civil rights issues here in the United States.
Once again, God bless you, because you are definitely a champion of civil rights, and you are a champion for helping out the underprivileged and the people that are been I want to say attacked by the humanity or so-called humanity, because I think these people that call themselves human beings and yet they're racist, they're inhumane, completely inhumane. Can we discuss the racism that is with the Orthodox Jewry in Israel, and why they are so racist towards other people that are not Jewish? They're very, very racist when it comes to things of that nature.
I'm very disturbed by the way, the direction that not only the Israeli government and military, but even the some of the Israeli people have taken a turn to the right, and it's very, very disturbing for me, especially, you know, being Jewish and seeing and hearing what Jewish people are doing. It's just, yeah. You know, what have we learned? You know, they always invoke the Holocaust. And what is the lesson to be learned from the Holocaust? Surely it isn't that you persecute another people because you've been persecuted.
Well, yeah, but I know that there were some Jews that were persecuted in the Holocaust, Eddie, and I know that it was the lower echelon of Jews that were persecuted in the Holocaust, and I believe
that's not totally true.
No. Okay. So, was it just was it Sephardim Jews that were killed off? Was it, you know, because it seems like the Ashkenaz are or tend to be some of the most racist out of all of them. Not everybody in a perspective. But it seems like the religious Ashkenaz are the ones that are very vile, in a sense, towards the Palestinians.
I don't like to put labels on people.
Okay. Well, no, I agree with you there, because it's not all of them. But we do have some very, very nasty people when it comes to being religious. And
well, in the name of religion, a lot of evil has taken place.
Correct. I agree, and that's what all religions, and none of them are innocent.
Right.
Did you hear anything about the new law that Israel has put in place today?
Which new law?
That they will give anybody throwing a, any Palestinian throwing a rock, a maximum of 20 years.
Right.
For throwing a rock. How can we counter that? I mean, how can the human body of the world allow things like this to happen?
Well, I'm putting my hope right now on the International Criminal Court, that maybe that they're beginning to see an act on to see the evils that Israel has been perpetrating, and investigate them and take appropriate steps.
Well, here's the thing, Hetty. We were trying to take appropriate steps to get the Israelis kicked out of the soccer. All of a sudden, the United States is arresting the soccer officials, the FIFA officials. They were arresting them and everything else. I guess maybe they had threatened to take Israel out of FIFA. And so they started showing the corruption and everything else and had the FBI arresting FIFA officials in Europe. I've never seen anything so profound in the recent past that laws are no longer obeyed by anybody, especially by our politicians.
Well, you know, who are the politicians? Who puts them in their place? The voters. And you need an informed the voters need to be informed and act accordingly, but not just vote because somebody is they like somebody because of what he or she is saying. I mean, look at it's ridiculous what's happening right now with what's the guy? I can't think of his name. Trump, you know. The things that he's saying, and people are he's on top of the list of the 16 that have 16 Republicans that are running for the presidency.
Yeah, Trump is nothing but he's another fascist. I'm sorry to say, and I do agree with him on one thing when he attacked John McCain. I didn't like what Montel Williams had to say, because Montel Williams evidently isn't paying attention to the news of what John McCain is doing over in Syria and other parts of the world, selling weaponry to the Free Syrian Army and ISIL and disrupting everything. That's another question. What is your thought on ISIL?
Well, it's very scary to me. And I just don't know how one can get a handle on that situation. I'm not a military person, so I don't know. But something needs to be done to stop the horrible things that they're doing.
Right, but
they need to be prevented from. But I don't know how that can be done.
Right, and what is your thought on them threatening Hamas?
I'm sorry?
What is your thought on ISIL threatening Hamas?
Threatening Hamas?
Yes.
I didn't know they were threatening Hamas.
Yes, there's a few videos that were put out in Arabic where they were threatening Hamas.
I didn't know that.
And the Palestinians.
Yeah, I know who Hamas is, but I didn't know they were threatening them. But, I don't know anything that I've heard about them, and I'm sure I haven't heard everything. It's anything that I could ever understand and support. I mean, they are very dangerous.
Yes, they are. Let me give you a little bit of a heads up of what my thoughts are on ISIL. ISIL are a mercenary group that is hired. They are a contractor that is controlled by some of the Western nations, and they are hiring multinational forces to go in against and put people into fear and destabilize the entire Middle East. And as we see, that's been pretty much the agenda of the United States to, you know, destabilize the Middle East. And that's been the agenda of Israel also.
Right.
Because I believe Israel is pushing for something called Greater Israel. So.
Oh, yes. I mean, they want it from the Mediterranean to the Jordan River and probably beyond.
Right. So ISIL actually stands for, the IS would stand for Israel, and the IL would stand for the Levant. And so that is your direction of, you know, pointing a finger if you really want to know what ISIL is. But once again, they are mercenaries from all over the world. You have Russians, Chinese, people that are just paid to go in there and act. We don't know how much people they are actually killing, but we know they attacked the Palestinians in Syria. We know they attacked Christians in Syria. But are they Islamic, or this is just another push of Islamophobia on the American public?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very, very severe and dire situation, Eddie. And I'm glad you live to be your age, and I'm glad my mother is very close to your age. But I don't think it's that pleasant of a future for our generation or our children's generations. I think it's going to be a very, very miserable time, especially with everything that's going on and the epidemics of cancers and all the vaccines that they're putting out, the bad medications.
Well, you know, I firmly believe that, you know, no one person can save the world. But if each and every one of us takes on some responsibility to fight whatever the evil there is in this world, then maybe someday we could all live in peace and harmony. But every one of us, every single one of us, needs to take on the responsibility to do whatever it is they can to fight the evil.
Well,
and not say, well, who am I? There's nothing that I can do. Each
correct.
And every one of us can do something.
Correct. And this is the thing that I get from people. Well, what can we do? Well, what can we do? We can't do nothing.
I mean,
we
if you stand idly by, you become complicit with whoever is responsible for the evil.
Correct. And I agree with you, but a majority of the people are complicit and passive, and they're just, sorry to say, but they're sheep led to the slaughter. In many ways. So I think we need to start waking up people and let them know that the only way that they can do things is to do things, not to be passive.
You know, we need to speak up when we see or hear something that is contrary to the betterment of human beings. We need to speak up. And, you know, to come back to Ferguson, the young people in Ferguson are really amazing. I mean, I'm so proud of what the young people in Ferguson have accomplished, how they have awakened the American public, not just in Ferguson, not just in St. Louis, but across this country. Now, you know, not everybody is yet involved in doing anything about it, but at least they have been confronted, they've had to face what they've been trying to avoid, the racism that exists in this country, the racism that exists all over the world.
I concur.
And it's the young people that have, you know, taken the lead in this.
Right, but it's woken up things in a positive fashion, and it's also woken up things in a negative fashion. Now you still have people that now that might have been leaning against racism, now they're leaning towards racism. They're standing up. They're, you know, like a lot of the so-called oath keepers and the white folks carrying guns to protect against the black folks. So I think it's a very, very dangerous disposition that's going on around the United States today, especially with more and more crimes being committed against black folks by cops, but not just by against black folks, but it's against white people also. It's just, you know, crimes from the police officers against the citizenry, the people that they're supposed to be protecting. Your thought, Hetty.
Yep. You're right. You said it well.
Yeah, so I guess our push should be to get people to learn to fight for their rights and their freedom and just keep on moving. But anyway, we need to take a quick wait. Let me check the status here and see what it is. And we might take a quick break, or we might have somebody on the phone. Okay, yes, okay. It's break time. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on the BBS Radio Network with our guest, Hetty Epstein.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
With over 150 million registered users, PalTalk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 PalTalk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining PalTalk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
Today's school libraries are filled with endless opportunities. With access to print and digital materials, the latest technologies, and the guidance of a school librarian, our children are empowered with the tools they need to succeed in school and beyond. I'm Julianne Moore. Join me in celebrating all of the ways that school libraries and librarians are transforming learning for our students. For more information on how you can become involved, visit the American Association of School Librarians at aasl.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Belzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
This land is yours.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
Welcome back to the BBS Radio Network, live on The People Speak. We have my guest, Hetty Epstein, and this is Rock Cash coming at you. Hetty, when do you feel that the next flotilla will be going out towards Gaza?
I have no idea of when, but I can assure you there will be not the next one, but there will be the next one and the next one and the next one until we are able to travel to Gaza.
Okay. And what do you think of this, the Pope being put on trial by the Sanhedrin?
I didn't know the Pope was being put on trial. You mentioned that, but that was the first that I ever heard.
Yeah, supposedly they want to put the Pope on trial because he recognized the Palestinian state.
Well, let them do that. I think the Pope will be able to handle himself very well. Correct. He's an amazing man.
You know, being a Christian myself and being from Palestine, and I recognize that the Pope is a religious leader of Western Christianity. I don't want to so much say, call him a leader of Christianity in whole, but Pope Francis, okay, he recognized the Palestinians, but he wasn't that nice of a guy when he was back in his home, in his country. He was supposedly the leader of a junta, and they were responsible for killing priests and nuns and things of that nature. But I guess now he's recognizing the state of Palestine. He recognized two Catholic nuns, which one of them was a distant relative of mine, as being saints. So maybe this is why they want to put him on trial. But that would be a very interesting trial, and I'm waiting to see what happens.
Where would that trial take place? In Israel?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. I mean, look at the trial of the 94-year-old, I don't know, I guess he was an accountant at Auschwitz or something.
Right.
And
but he was tried in Germany.
And he was tried in Germany, yeah. I just think that, you know, what can you possibly do to a 94-year-old man that his conscience, if he was at Auschwitz and participated in any of this, didn't do to him already?
Well, I, you know, the worst they can do is put him in jail, but I doubt that that's going to happen.
I believe they gave him a sentence.
Took so long to find him and to try him? And not only him. I mean, there are many former Nazis, or probably still Nazis, still alive. They're all getting pretty old if they're still alive.
Well, I know a lot of them came to work for the U.S. government.
Right, yeah.
So,
well, because they had certain expertise that we thought the American government needed, and so we overlooked what they had done.
Correct. And now they're picking on a man that was a sergeant, you know, just a non-commissioned officer, just following orders of what he was told to do, which he had no participation in killing any of the prisoners, but he was an accountant, and so
he was a small cog in a large system. So, you know, it would have been very difficult for him to say, no, I'm not going to do this, but everybody, not only he, but everybody, even today, still has that option to say, no, I will not be part of whatever the issue is.
Correct.
There's a price to be paid for that. But,
right.
You know, can you live with your conscience if you have one at all?
True. Mike in California wants to know, have you heard of Rabbi Brent Rosen?
Yes, I've heard of him, and I have a great deal of respect for him. I've never met him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he stated that every Jewish synagogue in the United States has the Israeli flag and the American flag. Right, and he believes they're idolaters, or idolatry is what they're into. They are not... kosher Jews, in other words, is what he's saying. Hopefully, maybe we can bring you on when we decide to have the rabbi on.
I would like to hear what he has to say. I'd be honored to meet him someday.
Well, see, it's good to see that there's people waking up out of the conditioning and pretty much utopia that we've been put into and the subversion of American Christianity by the Zionists just to get a homeland for the Jewish people. I mean, that
was... Well, you know, there's been some quite a bit of movement within the churches. You know, last year, the Presbyterian Church passed a resolution to divest from certain companies that are profiting from doing business with Israel. And just last month, the was it the Methodist Church? No, the right. UCC Church passed yes. a resolution.
Well, it's spreading all the way across the country, but as we boycott Israeli products and different things, it seems like our government is subsidizing them with more money because the yearly aid went up from $3 billion to $4.5 billion now. And I don't understand it because Israel has a $900 billion surplus. And why are we giving them $4.5 billion a year when we have starving and homeless people in the middle of our streets here in the United States?
That's my question, too.
You know, I can't for the life of me understand that.
Well, I understand that just now because of the Iran issue, Israel has been promised some more money. I mean, is that money to keep to have to stop them from saying what they've been saying? I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's going to stop them either. But the thing is, I think
we could use that money here. There are people starving. There are people unemployed. People homeless.
Right. And this is what I don't get about a lot of the American Jewry. They're sending all this money to Israel and everything else when all this money could be well spent for the country that they live in. This is what I don't understand. I view a lot of these people as treasonous and traitors. I mean, I could see if you help a little bit with the other countries, but when you're working to embetter a different nation and you're letting your own nation go to the gutter, the nation that you live in, then you're a treasonous. I moved here from Palestine.
A lot of this has to do with the fear of being labeled anti-Semitic.
So you think that Jews...
If you don't support Israel, then you're anti-Semitic.
Okay, so that goes for the Jews also that don't support Israel?
Right, yeah.
They're anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Well, how about why don't we start the, calling the Jews in Israel what they really are? They are the true anti-Semites because they're killing Semites in Palestine.
Yeah, well, the Palestinians are Semites.
Correct. So who are the anti-Semites? The ones that are killing the Semites. the Hebrews converted to Christianity and then some to Islam. There were people taken out of the area, but that was very few in numbers. A majority of them still roamed the land in the areas in a migratory fashion, whether going over from Palestine to Yemen or from Yemen to Jordan and vice versa. I know that my past was that way because we know that over 500 years ago, we came from Yemen back over to Jordan, then back over to Palestine. So, I think this would make people that really don't have any heritage from there, but they're coming to kill and destroy, or people that converted to Judaism in the 1400s or whenever they might have converted to make the claim that they are Semites. I think it's an infallible understanding. And I think that people need to be awoken to that stereotype that's been going on for the past 67 or 70 years, that, you know, when people, that people are anti-Semitic because they don't like what Israel is doing, or they're anti-Semitic because they speak up for humanity and what people are doing in Ukraine.
There is real anti-Semitism in some places, but when you criticize Israel, then you're automatically labeled as being anti-Semitic. You can criticize any country, including the United States, and that's okay. Then you're not anti-American or anti-whatever you're criticizing. But don't you dare criticize Israel, because if you do, then you're labeled anti-Semitic and all kinds of other names. And that, for some reason or other, there is a terrible fear on the part of people to be labeled anti-Semitic.
Well,
and
I think
so. Therefore, a lot of evil is being supported so as to avoid being called anti-Semitic.
Right. The funny thing is, I've been told by many American Jews that because I talk about Israel, or I state that maybe Israel had an involvement with 9/11, that I get called a traitor, or I should be deported, or a treasonist. Wait. How am I a traitor if I'm pointing out that Israel had a hand in 9/11?
You're not allowed to say anything negative about Israel.
Right. Right.
And if you do, then you're called a traitor and all the other names.
Right. And what do you think about this last war, especially the Gaza report that Israel is supposedly filing with the ICC, trying to say that that Hamas were responsible for war crimes? To me, I see it as a joke.
But. You know, Hamas was democratically elected. I'm not a supporter of Hamas. I'm also not against Hamas. Hamas has committed some crimes, but it's also a matter of proportionality. You know, how many crimes have been committed by Israel in comparison to Hamas?
Correct.
How many people were killed during this last war in last summer in Gaza, and how many were killed in Israel?
Correct.
How many homes were destroyed in Gaza? How many
soldiers
were destroyed in Israel?
Right. But
the Palestinians, just like any other people, have a right to defend themselves.
That is correct. We are in
full
agreement.
But when they defend themselves, then they're called terrorists or they're called aggressors.
Yeah, just like the American Indians when they were defending themselves, or the Aborigines, or anyone else, or any different nation for that matter. But
it's a horrible human trait that exists, that there always has to be somebody who's being lesser or somebody who has to be persecuted. There always has to be somebody on top.
Well, that's where we need to put a stop to it.
Right.
All I could say
is, when it all comes down to, we're all human beings.
Correct. And people with the will for power and greed are always going to, you know, push their way around on people that don't have that. They're going to push their way around on the poor. They're going to use their power against the poor to make themselves more powerful. So I view politics right now, I view governments, not just in the United States, but worldwide, I view them as organized criminals. I view them as pretty much the same way as I would view the mafia. You know, we're paying them to suppress ourselves, in a sense. So why should we be paying them protection money? In other words, or in essence, when they're really not doing anything for us, they're abusing us themselves.
You know, in the animal kingdom, which supposedly have less intelligence than we human beings have, I don't know of any animals that attack, that lions, for instance, attack other lions, that monkeys attack other monkeys. But we humans attack other humans. And supposedly right. We are of higher intelligence.
Well, that makes me wonder sometimes how intelligent a lot of us are, because it doesn't take much to get people to turn ignorant in a matter of seconds, depending on what type of crowd mentality they're around.
Right.
Well, you know, we're getting close to the hour here, Hetty. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Would like to, everybody that's listening, you know, you are responsible for taking some action, to be responsible for when you see something wrong is taken, when somebody says something wrong, speak up. It's difficult, but do it. Because if you are silent, you're going to be complicit in the evil that you abhor. And you don't want to be complicit. So be courageous. Speak up.
Okay, and I believe Mike might still be on the line. We have Mike in California with a question to close off the show.
Okay.
He's not on the line anymore. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us this evening, Hetty. God bless you.
Thank you for having me, and I wish you well.
God bless you. May you live to be another 50, hopefully another 50 years. And maybe we'll have you back on in 50 years.
Well, I'll talk to you again in 50 years, or maybe before that.
Well, of course, before that. I'm sure we'll have you back again. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself and stay strong.
I will do that.
This is Rock Cash signing off here on the BBS Radio Network and the People Speak Radio. Thank you for joining us this evening. Make sure you join us next week for another wonderful show discussing everything that's going on around us.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water.